Boy, it's recording.
Oh, what? Welcome to the Ed Dye Podcast.
No, welcome to the Ed Dye Podcast.
Welcome to the Ed Dye Podcast.
That's what I said.
I'm your host, Ed Dye.
Some of bitch
quiet.
Next to me over here is Brandon.
This is a hostage situation.
Yeah, it's a hostage situation. It's more like a hostess cake situation.
You're right.
My fat ass. How's everyone doing? I'm asking like if they're actually going to respond because you guys are listening. This isn't a live broadcast. We're not live streaming this. What the hell is wrong with me? All right, October's about to start.
Yay!
We're about to get it. We're deep. I'm talking elbow deep into Halloween season. All the stores got their Halloween stuff out. Other stores have their Christmas stuff out, and quite honestly, they should burn in hell for having Christmas out. We haven't even done Thanksgiving. Can we at least get through Halloween?
See.
How do you feel about seeing Christmas when we haven't even done Halloween?
Wow, I don't remember snowmen and Halloween.
Well, they got that movie Jack Frost.
That's true.
And even, what is it? Doesn't the Goosebumps movie have snowmen, I think? No, the Abominable Snowman. Can you say abominable?
Abominable.
Well, coming up, as September ends, that means that October begins, obviously, but the day that connects them there is known as National Ghost Hunting Day. We're going to get into that in just a moment. But first, I want to get into a couple of other bits of news that, just little tiny bits of news that just seem interesting.
Yes.
For you, I want to ask you, because I know you've seen me get them, but I don't know if you've ever paid attention to what they were. You know what the Garbage Pail Kids are? It was a really horrible movie back in, like, I think early 90s or late 80s. I'm not even sure.
No, I don't know.
It's like these parody cards. They're made by Topps, the company that makes baseball cards. They're basically collectible cards of like funny joke stuff. Like instead of they would have I can't even think of like an example to give you. Like they'd have a fat girl, mm-hmm. and they'd make her all gross looking and everything, and they'd give her like a silly name that you can like remember. You've never seen these?
No.
I'm gonna have to show you. That's horrendous. You don't even know what
you're buying. Oh, yeah, I think I know.
I buy them something at the dollar store. I think you've seen them. The last ones I bought, they were for heavy metal band versions. Mm-hmm. Well, either way, they look like Cabbage Patch Kids, only they're like the nasty, disgusting version of Cabbage Patch Kids in card form.
Okay, so kind of like the inbred brother.
Kind of, basically, yeah. Quite honestly, that's the best way to describe it. Well, apparently, Topps and Garbage Pail Kids are celebrating Halloween this year by putting on an all new series. It's a series two. They did this once before, and now they're doing it again, of horror inspired characters, and it's called Oh the Horrible. And this is their second series of the line. The cards have all types of horror movies on it. They've got like the Blair Witch, mm-hmm. Tremors, and Puppet Master, which aren't exactly the biggest famous horror movies, but then they do have the big names like Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, and Hellraiser. All right, let me see. I got to show you what I'm talking about because
I think I know.
I'm telling you, and you ain't got a damn clue what I'm talking about. I want to bring this up so you can see what I'm talking about. I want to bring up a result over here. See right here? You've heard of The Scream? The famous mm-hmm. picture of The Scream, and there it is, the character from Scream. You get it now? They make mm-hmm. fun. See? Plungin' Penny. And it's Pennywise, a clown coming out of a toilet. You get it now? Are you with me now? You probably don't get it. It's American Horror Rory. I don't get it because I never watched any of them because they just didn't catch my attention. Well, anyway. Ooh, there's a nice one. Rocky Horror. Can you people out there guess who it is? Anyway. They're putting out a whole series. You can go to the website, tops.com, and they have a section. You can actually buy a 24-pack box.
Science fiction.
For 43. Science fiction. At the late night. Sing it. Double feature. Picture show. Your mom's a hoe. No? Yay. All right. Anyway, here's one for you. Here's one for all you Spanish people and Mexicans out there. And I don't mean this as a racist way of saying it, but all right, Sci-Fi Channel in October does one of the coolest things. They do something called 31 Days of Halloween, where they're playing like a horror movie every day. Now, they're going to be premiering a couple of horror movies. There's one that I am really, really excited to see. It comes out on your brother's birthday, October 13th, Saturday. It's called Kukui, the Boogeyman.
Kukui.
We've discussed the Kukui. I'm pretty sure you now. For those that don't know, it's kind of basically. The title explains it.
I remember it from the Grimm.
Boogeyman. Yeah, explain. What do you remember from? Because you remember you did Grimm. So we watched Grimm What do you remember?
That's what I remember from. I don't remember much. I know the name of it. And sometimes when I'm just bored and I just go, Kakoi, Kakoi! As loud as I can.
George, the comedian George Lopez definitely talks about it because his ass grew up believing in the damn thing. A Kakoi is just the boogeyman, the thing you're scared of in the middle of the night. He talks about how when you grow up, there's always that one room at the back of the house that you don't want to go to when the lights aren't on. And you try to run by and turn the lights on real quick so that you can go in later. Well, apparently there's going to be a movie. The movie is, it says, as they describe it in their own words, a timely twist on the inevitable legend of a story of young children that are told by their mothers about a Latin American boogeyman known as the Kakui, who would come at night and snatch misbehaving children and take them back to his cave to be eaten.
That sounds like fun.
It sounds like fun, yeah. You behaving? You being good?
No.
You are part Latin, and the other part of you is ass. So
be quiet.
The Kakui's gonna come get you. All right, Funko Pop toys.
What about them?
You know what they are, right?
Yes.
You know what they do, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, we spoke about last time because San Diego Comic-Con happened over the summer, and we talked about how they put out a couple of lines of new stuff. Well, coming up in October is New York Comic-Con. So guess what? Of course, they have to put out new shit. Well, they don't have to. They just apparently they want to. Well, they're putting out a couple of things I find cool. A couple of them like, just don't find that special. For example, they're putting out the Grady twins. Those are the two twin girls they see in the movie The Shining. You know, come play with us.
No, thank you. I'm just gonna keep eating my Cheetos and walk away.
I personally never found that special. What the hell is going out there? Anyway,
I don't know.
I hear screaming from outside.
Sounds like a dying raven.
Or a little kid being killed. None of my business. Also, they're putting out Gremlins. Now, this is cool. Yeah, Gremlins. They're putting out little Funko Pop Gremlins. It's Gizmo and Stripe, and I think they're going to be coming in a two-pack, and they have 3D glasses on.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's kind of. And then also, they're putting out the Predator, which I think starts off colored, and I think down his legs, from what I remember, it looks like he's becoming see-through at the bottom. Now, some of them, apparently, I think, are going to be exclusives to Books A Million. Or that, or they're going to be at the Books A Million table and GameStop tables at New York Comic Con. So for those of you going and have money and want to buy us one, let us know. Then contact us and we'll tell you where you
can
send it.
And for anyone else not going that has money, don't forget to check out our Patreon, which still does not exist.
Yeah, it still does not exist. Because your reason for Patreon is give me money because I'm a kid, I want money.
Yes, and because I'm not getting paid for doing this goddamn show.
Boy, you're eating my candy.
That's enough.
That's how I lured this kid to the show. You want some candy?
Yeah.
If you only knew the weird stuff we do to other people at Barnes & Noble's. Anyway. Oh, my God. Now, okay. Moving on to something about movies.
Wow.
Something we both can enjoy because we don't all go out buying toys and
except for my little brother.
Collectible cards and Garbage Pail Kids, which Brandon, you don't know shit about. Okay. Ass snapper. You know the movie Poltergeist?
Yes.
Okay, you know how they remade it a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's talk that they might make a reboot or a sequel. I'm not even 100% sure. They're going to call it Poltergeists. Kind of like they did the movie Alien, and then part two was Aliens. No official word, but apparently the studio that's doing that is also talking about making a direct sequel to the movie RoboCop.
Did you know?
Yeah, which they did three sequels and then they did a reboot, but I think they're talking about doing a direct sequel from the first one.
That was a reboot.
Reboot is when they basically remake the movie or and act like the other ones never existed. You know, kind of like they did with Spider-Man and then they're about to do it and they just did it again for like the third time. Basically, when the studio can't think of anything good, so let's just redo the damn movie again. That's really what it is. Well, they want to make it called RoboCop Returns. How creative.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's like naming York, New York.
And speaking of RoboCop, this RoboBash that carries a gun. All right. This is interesting. You know, you know what NPR is? You probably don't even know what that is. Don't even try to read it because it doesn't even say it there. NPR.
NPR.
All right, let me give you an example.
Wait, NPR. Wait,
okay. Yeah. Don't make it dirty. It's so far from what you think it is.
Nigerian police riot.
No, but that sounds like it'd be the name of like some African like metal band. No, NPR stands for National Public Radio.
I knew that.
They have a show called Morning Edition. Whenever people make fun, when people make fun of NPR, they're usually making fun of them with voices like this, because they're usually just talking about news. So I'm going to read this next part to you. This is word for word from their article. September 3rd, Morning Edition. Police respond to a report of gunshots in a Connecticut home and found a man inside with an explanation. He said he was a paranormal investigator shooting at an intruder who was a possible ghost. Why?
Crackhead.
Seriously, and then the guy who's reading the news actually goes, now just one question. Suppose you really were a paranormal investigator. Suppose you did encounter a wandering spirit. If you fired a gun in that situation, what exactly do you think it would do any good? Boom, I'm a ghost. Bang, bang. Okay, I'm still a ghost. I was dead before I popped here. I was dead before you popped me, and I'm still dead after you popped me.
Poppy?
That's all the details they gave, which is annoying. I tried to find more info. I didn't find more, but apparently some guy, I'm looking for ghosts, decided to shoot at what he thought was a ghost. No word on whether there actually was an intruder. Yeah, but there's no word on whether there actually was an intruder or not.
It'd be funny if he wasn't... If he wasn't a ghost investigator, just a crackhead.
He's like, yo, that's my crack pipe. No, this a crack pipe? Sir? Nah, son, nah. That's my ghost reader. See, I put it up to my mouth and I light the flames, and then if I see smoke, there's a ghost in the house. You know what I'm saying? Spookity spook. Skeet, skeet. Okay, anyway, on to the main part of the news. This is just, we're just all over today. Before we go on to the next part, I just want to remind everyone, if you're going to be around the New York Long Island area on October 27th, join us at the Village Pub in Lindenhurst for a spooky good time as Discipline Theory, Dead Tide, and Dead Day Rising are going to be rocking out for Halloween. Come in a costume contest. We're going to be having come in a costume contest. Or if you can figure out how to make a costume that could count as a costume contest, feel free. There's going to be prizes from Fright Rags and more. Make sure you come dressed to the nines. If you're not going to be coming in a costume, at least wear purple in solidarity for National Domestic Awareness. Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Domestic Month. Yeah, just I want everyone to remember that people are married. But this month is about people beating each other. And just remember, it goes both ways. It's not just men being mean to women. Sometimes women are being mean to men. And sometimes in other couples, it's man being mean to man, woman being mean to woman. And sometimes
people are just lonely.
And sometimes your relationship isn't exactly a healthy one. And you need to stop doing that shit that you'd be doing to your dog. But anyway, that's October 27th at the Village Pub. Check out for more information. Go to thisliveintheory.com.
Don't forget that to get our Patreon, which still does not exist. Don't forget. I'm still pissed.
That's more like don't forget. Let's make a Patreon and then see if it. See, but you're different. When people do Patreon, they're like, if you want to support us, you're just like, yo, straight up, send me money, sucker. Yo, what's up? This is Soupy Sales.
That's how you catch their eye.
If you're underage, I want you to grab a dollar and mail it to me. I will give you an no.
If you're not underage, don't forget to give me $100 or I'll find you.
You're so dumb. You are so getting arrested. Anyway, National Ghost Hunting Day. What is National Ghost Hunting Day? Go.
A national day about ghost hunting.
Damn, you're good. Thank you. That's our episode. We'll see you guys next time. No, National Ghost Hunting Day, which you can go to the website, which is nationalghosthuntingday.com. Their Facebook, same thing, just National Ghost Hunting Day, and Twitter / Ghost Hunting Day. It's held on the last Saturday of each September, and it serves to... This is verbatim on their website, what it says.
That was a really creative name.
It was very creative. What, you want to get to Catch Them Ghosts Day?
Yes.
Dead People Everywhere Day. Prove the Paranormal Day.
Prune Day.
No, that's before they die. They need prunes. Anyway, I'm going to read to you verbatim what it says on their website. Held on the last Saturday of each September, it serves it to enthusiastically commence. God damn, you're blowing your nose, throwing me off. Commence the start of each new Halloween season. Its notable intention is to globally observe the most haunted properties in the world while recognizing the novice, curious, experts, and professionals that investigate paranormal activity in these iconic locations.
Or just see me eating a chicken nugget while staring at a wall.
Like half naked and like in an empty house, and when they're trying to land on you, they're like, ah, what is that thing? Basically. I think half the time they go into empty houses, I think what they're finding is really crackheads, not ghosts.
Ooh,
and since they get scared and run, yeah. Well, what's cool is if you visit the website,
Visit the Wizardly Place.
If you visit the website, you can actually register your investigation team so you can be legit and be part of it. This is a global event, people. It's not just this website doing it. This is for real. They've already done this a couple of times.
Why is it national?
That's what I was going to say. That's what I find funny. You pointed that out. Say that again and say it really loud.
It's global.
I said it's a global event.
It's a national ghost hunting day. What?
I don't know what to say. I really don't. I'm just going to continue, but you're right. You are so right. I'm like, maybe they mean nation to nation. International, maybe, is what they should be calling it. Or global, but... Apart from registering your team, you can actually register, put in the place you're going to be investigating. So there'll be like, there is a website, there's on the website, there is a map that shows all the places.
Don't forget, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all that stuff.
But we're not talking about that holiday. This isn't a holiday. Well, to some people it kind of is. But this is literally a worldwide event. The places are list that are having investigations are actually listed on the map. And this, when I mean globally, ready? Mm-hmm. They include places in England, Mexico, Australia, and more. That's like all over the place. I think there was even a couple of places in China. Now, they do have rules that you need to follow in order to properly take part and run a fair, true investigation, which you can all find on their website.
Not here.
Not here. Yeah, we're not them. We ain't running this shit for them.
Yeah, we're not a global yet national thing.
But now the cool thing about their site is you not only can you register your team, you can actually register individuals so people know who's on your team and everything. You can actually go...
We got Potato Man, we got Marshmallow Man, then we got me, we got my mouth.
You are hungry, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Marshmallow Man? Sounds just like a really fat, pale white guy.
God damn it.
He's pudgy. Well, you can actually go and submit a haunted property to be investigated, which means if you're not an investigator, but you have... a haunted house that you want
to
investigate?
Can I just sign up anyway?
Well, you can, but you can sign up. Like, what are you investigating? Oh, I ain't investigating shit. That's just scary.
I'm investigating this empty Vicks for my nose.
No, that was bad.
Give me the Vicks real quick.
I'm going to give you an ass whooping is what I'm going to give you.
I will literally step over you. Give me the Vicks.
The Vicks Vaporub?
Whatever they're called.
Anyway, like I said, it's a world.
A word.
See, I can't even say it now because I'm like, it's a worldwide event that's called national. Again, good point.
I think you're the one that's really confused.
What's cool about it, this, like they said in their explanation, it really opens the doors for paranormal investigators of all levels, because they say for the novice, the professional, the person who just wants to get into it now, this is just to recognize everyone involved in paranormal investigation, which is cool because you don't have to be a freaking professional. Like you're not a professional. You're a professional idiot, maybe. Now, the event is sponsored by some of the big names in the world of paranormal investigations. Now, that's not to say the people. I'm talking about companies. One of these companies is actually Haunted Journeys, which you can go to their website at hauntedtravelsusa.com. This is a company that actually helps book haunted travels. I don't want to say vacations, but you can say vacations.
I'd actually be willing to do that. For
haunted vacations. Hey, would you want to go to Aruba? You want to hang out on the beach? You want the shits get out of you? Well, come to us to Haunted Vacations. We'll fuck your ass up.
No. You turn on the light. Nothing. You turn off the light. Bitch.
That can happen just about in any vacation. That's called mugging. Borderline raping. It's like we're recreating the movie.
I feel like I'd be the one yelling, bitch.
Yes, on Haunted Vacations, come. We can recreate Nightmare on Elm Street. You close your eyes, a man with knives will come after you. We'll even recreate the entity.
And if you want to recreate 911, we'll call the police.
No, because I'm pretty sure that Haunted Vacations would be illegal. We want the police there. You know what they'll do to this company? One of the other big sponsors involved is actually Destination America. Wait. You know the channel Destination America, right?
Yes.
Okay. A channel that I don't know why they're called Destination America. It really should be called something like fucking Paranormal TV. Paranormal TV. Okay, ready? I'm going to name you the shows. A Haunting, Ghost Asylum, Paranormal Lockdown, Paranormal Witness. That's some of the big shows. Some of the other shows also on this same channel include Haunted Towns, Paranormal Survivor, Ghost Encounters. I think it's even Ghosts in the Hood was on that show. There is more than... There's a ton of shows on this channel. Why don't they just call it the Ghost Channel? Ooh, copyright. The Anti Podcast. Don't pursue my ideas. Same thing with Haunted Vacations.
Yes.
I'm gonna hit you. What do you? But what anyway. Do you? What are your thoughts on the whole paranormal? Haunted the oh my god, I can't
haunted
even say
vacation.
It. I'm gonna say it. World paranormal, the world ghost haunting,
worldwide, global, whatever,
worldwide, global. I can't crack even say heads. It right. Ghost hunting day.
There we go.
Would you want to take part in a ghost hunt?
Do I get to see a fucking ghost?
No, you get to see a ghost. I don't know if they're gonna be having sex or what, but would you really want to go take part in one?
Huh, depends. Will there be food?
No.
Then I don't want to go. I'm just going to stay home and order your fucking
boy,
movies.
It's not a party. It's not like a, it's not. This isn't the prom for ghosts. It's
are
like,
you sure?
Oh, it kind of can be. You know, they got cameras and they got all this stuff they sell. Shut up. actually, a few years ago, I got to take part in an investigation back in 2016. I took part in an investigation with the Long Island Paranormal Investigators. We actually investigated a haunted barbershop. And that was, I actually did talk about that. If
did
you guys
get
want,
a cut?
Did I get cut? No.
Did you get a cut?
Did I get a cut? Mm-hmm. No. That's the same thing as cut.
No, cut. A cut.
Oh, did I get my hair cut? No, because it was after hours. There were no barbers in the place.
Man, no, some ghost barbers.
If you guys want, you can go back and listen to the episode. It's actually episode 22 of the podcast. What I do remember is we use this, I think, with the spirit box. We use motion sensors, an ovulus, a laser grid, and more. Yeah, we had the little machine, you know, that goes and you make sound, so it's like, is anyone here? Fuck yourself. Interestingly enough, I do remember when we were one, it was me and three other people. We were in one room and we were getting responses. It wasn't direct, but we were getting responses, and we were Facebook living the whole thing too on their on Long Island Investigators page. I swear to God, at one point I thought the thing was going, bitch. I was like, oh, and I was with three girls. None of them reacted. I'm like, oh, we just gonna pretend we didn't hear that. We just gonna pretend that the ghost didn't just call you. Okay, fine. The laser grid was quite interesting because it's basically you shoot a laser grid across the room. So if anything gets in the way of the laser, you'd see it. We didn't see that, but we were getting interesting words coming down when we were in the basement.
Slave.
No, not slave. No, it wasn't. This thing wasn't part of the damn
basement murder.
No, I think it did. It did say something about death. But what interesting enough, it did mention meat and cutting.
I like meat.
And then we found out later, as we were doing the investigation, somebody found out more information. The barbershop used to be a butcher shop.
Oh.
Years ago, which I don't like think meat. We were aware of. And like I said, interestingly enough, I did see some of the motion sensors go off across the room when there was no one near there. We could clearly see the path. There was nothing there. It went off a couple of times. I did get footage, which apparently a good amount of my footage seemed to, this is on the same card that I used to film some other stuff that seems to have gotten corrupt. I'm still trying to see if I can get some of it to work. Hopefully
I can. Wait, is it one where you recorded like that haunted hotel placement, Jack? Or was it like
a couple of things. I filmed a couple of things on that went screwy wooey.
Wow.
If I can get it up, I can put it back up though, no. And we can see. Just so you guys know, you can the Long Island Paranormal Investigators, they're one of the longest in operation paranormal investigation teams on Long Island. They are a non-profit and they like to help and understand people and cope with their paranormal activity. They serve the Long Island, New York City, and New York State and surrounding areas. If you guys want more information on them, you can always check them out at liparanormalinvestigators.com. Now, do we know any places that are haunted that we can just register and go? I mean, we're recording this. This is Sunday night we're recording this. The whole ghost hunting day is this Friday.
Not gonna lie, I kind of believe Tia's house is haunted.
Oh, so you want to do an investigation at Tia's house?
Nah, but I really do think her house sometimes is haunted.
Well, maybe we can go on Friday and figure something out and see if we can catch something. If we don't catch a ghost, maybe we can catch a
old man walking through naked.
We could do that like at the old folks' home. They ain't got to be dead for that. No, I'm saying, yeah.
No, but sometimes, I don't know, I just get a weird feeling.
I've had a couple of people tell me they've seen a couple of things. Shadows moving across the wall, doorknobs where? Opening to the bedroom. Not across the wall, but across the room, like from the far end. hearing the door open and or close, and it all seems to be focused on the one room.
Wait,
all right, maybe we can do it. We can maybe, yeah, in the bedroom when all the stank happens. You know what I'm saying? Dirty ghost watching you while you sleep. Then he follows the bathroom, watches you while you pee.
What?
Anyway, so yeah, maybe we'll do that. If not, if maybe if we can find another place to maybe investigate, we'll do that. Remember to hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, Ed Dye Podcast, or you can hit me up directly if you don't want to talk to him and just have me know it. Hit me up at Is Ed Dye Dead? That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or the website is eddiedead.com. Hit us up. Say hello. Tell us, are you guys going to take part in investigation? Are you guys going to register or just do it your damn selves?
And if you get any footage, don't forget to send it to Ed Dye over here.
Yeah, we'll look at footage. Post it on Instagram and tag us. Let us know what you found. Let us know what you see. And if you're part of a paranormal investigation team, let us know if you guys are going to be doing an investigation. Or let us know if you guys want to talk about what you've seen and what you found. And remember,
yeah, because we don't
always
know.
Yeah. Remember, we're here to believe you. Whether we do or not, we won't let you know.
It's like a Satanist right now. We believe.
We believe. This is Ed Dye and Brandon from the Ed Dye Podcast. Say thank you. Stay scared. We'll see you next time.